Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. May I please have your zip code?
Yes, it's 78576.
May I please have your first and last name?
Yes, it's Francisco Carrales.
And for security purposes, could you please verify the address on this account?
I'm not sure, like, what account it is. Like, I don't know where I'm calling. I just have this number.
I am a customer service agent at a call center that serves over 300 companies. In order to assist you, I will need that address for security purposes.
It's 1733 Bluebird Avenue and Penitas, Texas, 78576.
I do see where you enter into a sweepstakes for a chance to win our Makita Toolbox. How may I help you today?
Okay, because I saw some charges. I don't know what those charges were for. It was $7.95, and the other one was 50-something. I just wanted to know what those charges were for.
Once you purchase our item, we'll sign up to enter into the sweepstakes to win that item on the 27th of May. In those terms and conditions, and they do have to be agreed to at the day of purchase, it does state that all of our customers have 48 hours to call in to get the account canceled out. If we do not receive that call, then you're charged at $56.95 for our $125 gift card from the factory direct store. And that is each month until you call in to get it canceled.
So the 50-something dollars was for a gift card?
That is correct.
Okay. Can I cancel it now?
I'm more than happy to get the account canceled out for you today. This will prevent any future charges effective immediately. I do have a cancellation confirmation number. Just let me know when you're ready for it.
Hold on. All right, go ahead.
The number is 260-421-642. The number again is 260-421-642. Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
No, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
All right, thank you.